most people spend their entire life stressed without ever giving a single thought as to what it is they really want or what's important to them. See, I'm here to cut through all that noise, connecting you to yourself and the life that you were meant to live. I used to slave away at a corporate job that I hated, but I broke through the social norms and pursued my passion. As a result, I own my own coffee company, I'm an espresso sommelier, and I get to travel the world. You too can live a life that you love, but it starts with getting clear about what you want. It starts with a new decision. I'm your host, Donnie Rouse, and you are listening to the podcast, One Life. What's going on, guys? So I am jumping on here today because of a question that someone asked me with regard to was with regard to my One Life Blueprint course, but you can relate this to pretty much anything in life. It is, how do you keep on making progress when you feel like you're getting left behind, or when you feel like you're feeling a little bit scattered brained? And this is the advice I gave to my friend, and I'll give you a little bit of backstory first. So I'm currently running the One Life Blueprint, a course that is set to give you clarity on all the different areas of your life. Why do you want clarity on all the different areas of your life? Because when you are clear, you know exactly the steps you need to take in order to get to that vision for yourself, right? Think of when you're not clear of what it is you want. Like, what kind of action do you take? Are you certain or are you uncertain with the action you take? So the clarity in your vision gives you not just the direct path forward, but also points, shows you what you should not be doing, because you know that it's going to take you off track. You know it's going to take you somewhere that you do not want to be. Back to the question. So a friend of mine who's going through my One Life course messaged me. He goes, "Hey, Donnie, I need some help. I am doing the course, but I feel like I'm falling behind, and I just need a pep talk." So I messaged her back. I said, "Relax, first of all." I said, "You are actually one of the ones who was the furthest ahead in this course. So, you know, let that be a show you the level of your commitment and just showing up for yourself." And then secondly, I said, this is not something that you need to rough through, that you have to like trek through it. It's not meant to be treacherous. Like, you are getting clarity on your life, right? How often do you know it's something that that's good for you, but because maybe you miss a day, you're like, "Oh my God, I'm falling behind," and you stress out. And as a result of that, maybe you abandon it altogether. When you know that if you just continued with it, it would give you some benefits. You'd see the results by just continuing, taking consistent action. And so my advice to her was this, is like, listen, there's no timetable here. Like, no one's timing you to finish this. The only thing you have to do is just keep showing up. And if you can't do it in the moment, like sit by a computer because she has a child, I said, then just literally put it in your ears. When you get back to your computer, like, you know, take some notes. The fact that you're listening to it, you're going to absorb the material and certain things are going to pop out. The second thing I told her, you know, I had mentioned to someone else who's in the course who said the same exact thing. They're like, "You know, I haven't started. I feel like I'm far behind." I said, "Relax. Just get someone to be accountable with," right? When we're doing things alone, it could be challenging to hold ourselves accountable. When we have someone else we're doing it with, meaning we have a goal that we're reaching towards and someone else is taking the journey with us, it becomes easier to stay on target, because now if they're taking steps and you're not, you're like, "Oh crap, I better keep up. Otherwise this person might, you know, I might fall behind, or this person's going to judge me," or whatever the reasoning may be. What I'm trying to say is that the rising tide lifts all boats, and it works vice versa. When you are pushing forward, you inspire the other person to take action. And then the last thing I told her is, like, you know, just remember, why are you doing this in the first place? Like, it's not about completing the, you know, the modules and getting through this. It's not about that at all. And you're not doing it for me. You know, I am guiding you on a journey. You are putting the time to consciously create your own life. So, and it deserves a time. It doesn't need to, you know, it deserves just the your time and attention. It doesn't have to rush through. You don't have to, if you don't have the time, use your net time, meaning like time where you're doing something else, like washing the dishes or changing the poopy diapers from your baby or whatever it may be. Just find a way to absorb material and take some notes. Scribe it in your phone, right? I mean, who doesn't have their phone on them 24/7 by their side? Put it some notes in your phone. Then when you get back, when you have a moment, scribe it down. Just the mere fact that you're giving yourself, you're putting some conscious thought into your life is going to reap benefits for you. And so that is the advice I have for you is literally, keep going, right? Don't stop when you feel like if you were on a race, right? If you were doing a 100-yard dash and someone starts off at the starting gate and they are sprinting and you're like, holy crap, they left me in the dust. Do you stop? Do you give up? You know, maybe that person who sprinted ahead, maybe like on, you know, the 100-yard? Maybe on like the 70th yard, they're going to lose steam and they're going to be like, oh, they're going to be sluggish where you are slow and steady. You're going to, and you finish the race and you win first place. That is just an analogy to say, just stay, keep a pace that you can do and go at your own pace, right? You don't have to, you don't compare yourself to anyone else's results because you are in a different place. You are starting from a different starting point. You have different circumstances, different demands being made on your life, right? But the only thing that you can do is just to keep taking repetitive actions, to keep making progress. So that is what I want to leave you with. If you feel like we just started 2024, and if you already feel like you're behind, relax. There's no alarm that goes off that says, oh my God, it's a month after. I didn't make good on any of my goals. Why? No. You can choose to restart your life, to recreate yourself, to do whatever you want at any moment. It doesn't have to be on December 31st or January 1st. You can do it right now, January 3rd or 4th, whatever today is. So in closing, I want you just to, if you're feeling stressed, if you feel like, oh my God, it's 4 days into New Year and I'm already behind, relax. First, tell me what it is you're going for in the first place and why you want it. And then just give yourself the grace of knowing that, you know what, yes, life gets complicated. Like there are other things coming at me, but I am here. I am taking continued action towards a goal, towards a result that I want to see in my life. And then just keep taking the steps. And then enlist other people. You know, we work best when we're in groups, right? There, no man is an island. No one does it alone. I realized that, you know, I always like the achievement of doing everything on my own, but I realized, you know, I was never doing it on my own. I literally had people supporting all around me, like family, friends, cheering me on, lifting me up when I was giving me a compliment to raise me up, not knowing that in my head, I was like, oh my God, I can't take another step. But their compliment would literally give me, re-energize me. They didn't know it, but it takes a village. So give yourself the grace and get some support. And stay focused, stay the goal. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please give it a thumbs up. Share it with 5 people whom you feel need to just give that little bump. And maybe they just need to chill out and give themselves a little bit of grace and that and some assurance that they are doing good. Just share it with them. If you like this, again, just share it with someone who needs it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I mean, I hope this just reconnects you with your goal and allows you to just keep moving forward. If you have any questions or would like to comment, you could send them to me via my website at www.donnyrouse.com. Again, www.donnyrouse.com. There you can sign up for my email list when the next launch of the One Life Blueprint happens, you will be the first to know. So that is all I've got for you guys. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, you only get one life. live fully, live passionately, and most of all, live now.